This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
This is Inaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society.
To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Happy grand final day to you.
Yes, and congratulations to the Sydney Swans for winning the AFL grand final.
We're not the kind of lesbians who love football that much to talk about it in our intro.
No, but as Melbourne is an AFL heavy city, we just had to announce it.
And coming up tonight, Malaysian R&B artist Nadira.
And we chat to MCV's lady Rachel Cook about what's coming up in the next issue.
And awkward ways of telling people how you feel. Mm. I have a few examples, that's for sure.
Text through if you've had any awkward experiences telling people how you feel. 0427-JOY-949. You can email us on air at joy.org.au.
And the brand new Joy program grid starts next week. We'll tell you about our three new additions.
This is your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia on Joy 94.9 FM.
If you're anywhere else in the world, tune in via joy.org.au or on your free iPhone app. Joy 94.9, Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Rita Ora there, featuring Tiny Temper with R.I.P., a very beautiful song for today.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot too. She's expressing how she feels, and I love the... This is the thing about singers and people who can sing. They've got such a beautiful way of telling people how they feel. Write them a song. Who would not melt at that?
Yep, and R.I.P., that's a really nice, positive song.
Yes, I'm going to tell you how I feel. Yep. R.I.P. to the girl I used to be.
Hey,
does that make you want to be with me?
It's kind of awkward. You rhyme there.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It rhymes.
Yep.
See, I have a theory, Zebu, yes, that I formed over the past 6 years of radio hosting.
Oh, God.
I think the universe looks at, you know, all the souls that come to Earth, and, you know, the radio presenters get put aside and going, and the universe says to the radio hosts, "Beloveds, you will be able to host, you'll be able to speak, but you won't be able to sing." And that's why the universe gave us the gift of speech. Not so much in the singing. There is a small 10% in it, people who are radio show hosts who can sing.
Yep.
Unfortunately, you and I do not fall in that category.
So you're admitting that you can't sing?
I cannot sing.
Really?
No, I cannot sing.
At all. Oh, okay.
It's like, how do I say it? If I were to sing, let's just say, you know that character from Winnie the Pooh, Eeyore? It would sound like if he was trying to sing. He'd be like, yeah. That's why I'm a radio host.
You know what's funny?
What?
I auditioned for Australian Idol.
Did you? So you can actually sing. You're in that 10 percentile.
I got through and I didn't go any further.
Why?
Because I started working on the show, so I couldn't.
I had
to do one or the other.
Zebu, you can sing.
I wouldn't say that, no.
Oh, okay. So you're in my percentile. I'm glad I'm not alone.
You are not alone.
Yes. Oh, well, there you go. I think you've just confirmed some things there for me, Zebu.
Boom, there we go. I made the right choice.
Now, we're going to talk about how telling people how you feel, awkward ways of telling people how you
feel.
Very
awkward ways.
Now, Nicole Scherzinger, my former beloved.
wait. Former?
Let's just say my love for her is different to what it was before.
Do you have another celebrity crush or is...
Well, I do. I'm leaning towards Kristen Stewart, but then again, she's not my TTP, the total package.
Oh, God.
I think Anne Hathaway is making her way up there because she's actually smart.
Yes.
She's beautiful. She's a sexy Catwoman.
Oh, hello.
I mean, seriously, that's the total package right there.
Package.
And the stuff that the way she speaks about gay rights and stuff.
Yes, because her brother, right? Her brother is gay.
His brother's gay. Yeah, and she's very pro us, let's just say.
Yeah,
but
thanks, Anne.
Nicole Scherzinger, the former Pussycat Doll and my former beloved, she found an interesting way of someone expressing love to her. Now, it was this interview with George Lopez last year. So let's hear what she had to say.
Where's the craziest place, like fans, if somebody said, "Oh, I love you so much"?
Okay, don't judge me, y'all. But I was in Paris, and I had to work it out, and so I was getting a bikini wax. Okay, right, ladies?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
I was getting a bikini wax and,
Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
And, so there I was, you know, ladies, when you're getting a little bikini wax, you're laying down and the girl's, like, doing her thing down there. And she's like, rah! And she goes, I love you so much. And I was like... And so I'm like at the most awkward position. I was like, thank you. Oh God, she knows me like in my head, right? And then she's like, I am your biggest fan. So I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And then she goes, Rip, she goes, I can't help it. Can I take a picture with you? I felt so embarrassed. And I was like, can we, you know, finish that first before we take a picture? And
you
then
know, you know what's crazy? We found the lady and we have the picture. Take a look right there.
Well, there you go. I would have to advise anyone who is listening that if you are going to tell someone how you feel,
yep,
perhaps not do it during a bikini wax. That is awkward.
Or Brazilian.
No.
Do you know what I kept thinking? Is while she was ripping,
yeah,
what was she looking at when she was saying, I love you?
Exactly. I know. It's like, I love you.
I love you. Wait, where who are you talking? Wait, whoa, up here.
Yeah, eyes up here. It's like, I love you so much. It's like, whoa, yeah,
and
dude.
If her eyes weren't up there, I'd be like, woman, put your eyes back down there. You keep your eye on the prize. You need to wax me.
It's a lose-lose situation. Do not tell someone you love them
that is funny.
While you're waxing them. And down there.
That's fantastic. You would think, well, if you're that famous, maybe you should go to like really one of those places where the lady waxer is very old, yeah, and wouldn't know who you were.
Exactly.
I don't think she would. Different subcontinent.
Exactly. And a different era where they wouldn't know who the Pussycat Dolls were. But I've got to say, when you do feel things for someone, now I've recently experienced where I don't talk in front of a girl or a girl, you get nervous. And yes, so it probably comes out in the most awkward time. So we'd love to know, has there been an awkward time where you've told someone that you've liked them or loved them? It's just come awkward out and you're like,
yep,
oh, I shouldn't have told you at your funeral. Or it's not a very nice place to tell you.
Yeah,
you know,
I really, really love you and I want to shag you. Oh, hi, Mom.
How you doing, Mom?
Meet my mom. Okay.
We'd love to know. Text through 0427-JOY949.
Or you can email us on onair@joy.org.au.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. This is Joy 94.9. Ginny and Natalie on Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Coming up next, Rachel Cook from MTV. Joy 94.9, David Guetta there, teaming up with Sia for She-Wolf on Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Heading to 20 minutes past 6 here, 40 minutes till we jump off air, but we still got time for that, Zebu.
Plenty
of time. Coming up, we've got Nadira, the Malaysian R&B artist, stopping by. I'm going to put her through the What's Your Number game.
Hey.
And it'd be interesting. I almost turned her mic off.
Whoa.
For an answer she gave.
Really?
Yes, you'll
Why?
Find out what that answer. You'll
oh,
find out.
Okay.
I think you would
I'm
equally.
Excited.
If you were present in the studio with me, Zebu, you would have turned her mic off too.
Oh, I can imagine. I can guess why.
But she redeemed herself, I must say. Yeah, I gave her some redemption time and she took it and she ran with it.
I'm intrigued.
Speaking of redemption and R words that we love, Rachel Cook from MTV joins us. Hello, Rachel.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Always love.
I'm intrigued by that, what you're talking about as well.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, you have to listen, Rachel. She'll be coming up after you. I asked her one particular question. Well, she actually picked the question. And the answer she gave me, I almost turned her mic off. Yeah, I know.
I can imagine. I can think of a couple of things.
Yeah, next time when I ask her the question, she'll know what to answer. Don't you worry.
Now, Rachel, tell us something about being Muslim and being queer at the same time.
Right, well, so one of the features that we have coming up next week is written by Aliena Muhammad Ali, who is the co-convener of Queer Muslims Australia, which is a group that basically is a support group and a networking group for people who are queer and Muslim. And she's basically written a story, a feature about the backlash that has been in the last couple of weeks, especially, and the protest in Sydney, and some of the negative feedback and backlash that she's been dealing with herself. And the story is actually about two things. One is that every time an incident like this happens, that we've seen someone from who I guess is, you know, an extremist, that all Muslims get put into the same boat and suffer quite a bit of negative hostility from the community. So she writes about that, how every time it's really difficult for her. she has to constantly feels like she's apologising and having to educate people about her faith, which is really interesting because I think that we forget that there are people who have to make those, who have to educate people so often like that, and that's difficult for her. But the other thing she talks about is actually also being Muslim and queer. On the other side of her life is also having to educate people who are from more traditional Muslim backgrounds about how you can actually be Muslim and queer and keep your faith. So it's a really interesting article and something that I think that we don't really hear enough of in the wider community.
That's so true. There's so much out there, so much diversity within our community, which is really amazing to see. But there's sometimes, because there is so much, we forget that there are certain parts of our community, like Muslim and queer, that have such amazing stories to tell us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think there's not a lot of forums for those stories to be told either. So, you know, one of the things I like to do in MCV is to keep it diverse and keep it open. And I'm fortunate to be able to, hopefully I've doing my job well enough where I'm giving those voices to those people.
Oh, absolutely, Rachel. Yeah. We love your work personally.
Thanks,
guys. And I'm very looking forward to reading the article because my mother is Muslim, so I'd like to, you know, read more of that.
Yeah, and I absolutely. And I think, and as you would know, Natalie, that there's a whole lot of diversity within the Muslim community as well. So,
yes.
So that's really good to look at.
Yeah.
And Rachel, I've got to say, Girlesque, when it was around, the lesbian strip club for the 10 years that it was around, I actually didn't go because I'm not a huge strip club goer, but I'm sure there are people out there who are and love a bit of flesh, female flesh. See, my two favourite F words are free food, but other people may be female flesh. So tell us about the new revamped Girlesque that's now called Pretty Peepers.
Well, I'm sure a lot of your listeners would have, if not seen, would have heard of Girlesque, who were this group. It was quite groundbreaking when they began, and they started this club, which was basically a strip club for lesbians. But it wasn't strip as in maybe if you think of, you know, tacky, mainstream sort of all that the sort of strip that you might imagine. It was actually sort of very very arty and very performance based. And so something that when they started doing it, they thought they'd do a couple of shows, and it ran for 10 years. To this date, it is still the longest running burlesque troupe that we've ever had.
Wow.
In the queer community. So Gwyneth Supernova, who was one of the founders, when Girlesque folded about 2 years ago, she thought, well, she wanted to keep going, but she wanted to broaden what she had been doing with Girlesque. So she started this group called Pretty Peepers, which is now burlesque and cabaret and a whole lot of other stuff, and it's open to all. So now the boys are involved as well.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yep.
So everyone's sharing the love and spreading the love.
They are. If you haven't seen them, you must get down to one of their performances because it is some pretty wild and wacky stuff and stuff that you just don't see a lot of. And they're performing. They're hitting town in about 2 weeks' time.
Ooh, fantastic.
Burlesque is a tasteful kind of sexy, you know? It's
the tasteful sexy. If there was like an ad like on TV, it would be burlesque, the tasteful sexy.
Because you talk about strip club, you know, strippers, and you talk about burlesque. Burlesque has that. It's just classy. I love it. I'm going to go.
Classy strippers. Zebu.
Classy strippers.
You know, and I think for me, I saw Girlesque quite a lot, but for me, what I'm going to find interesting is seeing the guys and seeing what sort of shows and performances they'll be doing. So, yeah, you know, it's certainly something I haven't seen before.
Yeah, totally. Rachel, and MCV covered the Melbourne Arts Festival as well.
Yeah, we've been doing that for a couple of weeks. There's some pretty huge acts. I'm sure a few of them that we all know, like Boy George, is the one who's coming in a couple of weeks' time.
Woohoo.
to DJ. And a few other people that we've been covering have included Young Jean Lee, who is a experimental theatre maker from New York, who basically just, again, started off a theatre company that she thought that would only be seen by a handful of people and has now been touring the world for some years. She comes from New York, and the show that she's doing is a mix of music and cabaret and theatre and all sorts of things.
Wow.
And so, yeah, she's one of the big acts that they're bringing over for this festival. So it was really great to speak with her.
Amazing. Well, you said the two magic words there, New York, and my ears just pricked up because I know that the calibre of people who come from that city to here is just absolutely exquisite. So we can't wait to check that out. Rachel, we will chat to you in a couple of weeks' time about what's happening in Melbourne Community Voice, but I think I have a submission for you. Natalie and I have a joint submission.
Uh-oh, do we? We do? Really?
I forgot to tell Natalie about it before I announced it on air, but it's
nothing like being put on the spot.
Hey, no. I never do that. It's only every time you get on the phone with us.
To anyone, especially not on air.
We have the Her Society revised lesbian test that I'm going to send you.
Brilliant.
It's highly effective.
Brilliant.
It's highly effective. Yep. We've tried it. We've passed it.
Trialed and tested 100% success rate.
Yeah, absolutely. We've even tested it on boys who have even turned out to be lesbian who are not.
Yes.
Ginny, is this because you actually failed the original lesbian test?
No. Hey, well, look, it may be coming from a place of resentment, but I like to say it's a place of love and
Virginia.
Enrichment.
Yes, for Ginny, no for me. No, it is a very, very cool test, Rachel, and we are going to send you. We actually created each of our own flavors. So
yeah, we're going to combine them and just wow you with it.
Yep. So if you fail the first one, you take the second one, it's like a backup thing.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to read it.
You can hear it in the voice. You really can't.
Rachel Cook from MTV there. Make sure you check it out, the new edition coming out on Wednesday. If not, check out mtv.com.au. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Nadira, the Malaysian R&B artist, her interview coming up shortly, which you will find out what question I asked her to her answer, which I almost turned her microphone off.
Did she offend you?
She didn't. You know, I like to be cheeky with our guests.
Oh,
I like to
okay.
pretend I'm mad, but really I end up laughing. And she ends up laughing, which was, it all ended up well. She ended up signing some CDs for me, so clearly she didn't want to hurt me or anything, and vice versa. Now, last week, Zebu, I went to a wedding.
I heard you went to a wedding, and I heard it was off Jewish theme.
Well, the girl who was getting married was Jewish. So naturally, I assumed that it would be a Jewish wedding.
Oh, naturally? What was the husband?
I don't know.
Okay, so it's a Jewish
wedding. That's how close I was with the groom. But
Jewish trumps everything.
Jewish, exactly. It just trumped everything else. Anyway, it was at a winery down in, like, Yarra Glen.
Yeah.
So, you know, Anton, my best friend and I, we were in the car, we were driving. And, like, before when we left, you told us, being the location manager that you are, I was going to take you a good hour. You're not going to make it by four.
No.
But we thought we would defy you and try and make it by four and even take the EastLink. So what happened was, like, before on the way here, I ran out of petrol, which stalled our interview time a little bit. But anyway, we got in the car, went to get petrol, and Anton came up with this idea of multitasking. She filled up the petrol tank while I changed.
No, that makes sense.
So I was in the driver's seat, taking my top off, putting my clothes on, much to the alarm of the mothers and the children next to us.
Can I just remind you?
Yep.
All petrol stations are filled with cameras.
I forgot about that until now. Oh, yay!
You do realise when you watch, like, America's Most Wanted, Australia's Most Wanted, you see people at petrol stations, they're filmed.
Well, I don't
like
watch
four.
Much TV. Okay, well, Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas
anyway,
to that petrol station!
Continue famous.
I am famous. My body parts are now famous too. It's wonderful. Well, so I got changed the car and we jumped in. And on the way, like, you know, Anton's looking at a GPS going, okay, we're nearly there, Jolene. We're 5 minutes from the winery.
Jesus, what winery?
We stopped at a winery. There was a wedding there. Man, it have been the wedding we were hoping to go to. We got there going, oh, wow, she looks... That's not Simone. So we jumped back into the car.
She don't look Jewish.
Nothing looked Jewish there. If Jewish has a look, nothing seemed any Jewish-esque.
And how much time did you waste parking, getting out of the car, getting your stuff ready?
Between 10 to 15
minutes. Oh, no.
Anyway, we jumped back in the car.
Oh, God.
We eventually rocked up at the winery. And there was Simone, beautiful Simone, coming out. And we missed the ceremony.
Oh, no.
The most important part.
Oh, my God.
But
how much?
By the whole thing.
Oh, God.
Meaning he was coming out, hugging people, going, thank you for coming.
Oh, sweet Lord.
So we kind of, like, there was a lot of people there. So we kind of, you know, camouflaged ourselves in the crowd. And they're like, photo time. We're like, yes. Because when Simone looks back at this wedding, she's going to be like, oh, my God, Ginny and Natalie. Ginny and Anton.
They were there.
Natalie was there in spirit. But Ginny and Anton, they were there. They're in the photo. And, you know, as soon as Simone saw Anton, her face lit up. So, and Simone's like, I was scanning for the crowd. I didn't see you. And I was like, oh, we were a little bit late. Yeah, Anton, we just missed the whole ceremony. But hey, just a little bit late.
Did she ask any questions? Like,
no questions.
Did you like the music? And you were like, yeah, no, Jay-Z was a great choice.
We loved how you picked Beyonce. Yeah. How much did that set you back?
It was her birthday a couple of weeks ago. Great, great theme. Great theme. So you passed with flying colours.
We passed with flying colours. I don't know if Simone actually recalls it because it's her wedding day. The attention's on her. People are coming up to her, hugging her. Yeah. She doesn't want to know what we got up to on the way there, that we stopped at the wrong wedding. Hey, that's those details are irrelevant.
Now, my question, you said it was a Jewish wedding. Jewish wedding, yeah.
Wasn't a Jewish wedding. I don't believe anything was broken.
Okay, oh.
So no plates. You know, I said I wanted to break some plates because I mistook it for a Greek wedding. But nothing was broken.
Nothing was broken.
No, the only thing that was broken was our sense of time management.
Yes. True. Thankfully, it wasn't your car that broke
down.
Again.
Exactly,
again. For the second time in that day. Did you take your car?
We took my car. The thing is, it broke down with petrol. It was a girly thing that I did.
If you run out of petrol, you don't break down. You broke the car.
Okay, I may have. Yes, you're right. And I've got to confess, it wasn't the first time it's happened to me.
No. Did you drive around with an empty tank?
No, I wanted to get here on time.
Yes.
So I'm like, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah, it wasn't fine.
Now, what happens? Where were you? Were you like in transit?
I was, on the way to the winery or on the way here?
Oh, on the way to
Joy. It was on the way to Joy.
And
the car kind of went... exactly what happened.
That's really what it does.
That's the sound it makes.
Did you have to push the car?
No, I just put my hazards on and the lovely taxi driver did everything for me.
Oh, that's nice.
I love the damsel in distress card. When you play it, people just come. Help! I'm a girl. I don't know what to do with the car.
You can use it as a reason because, you know, cliche, a lot of lesbians know a lot about cars. A lot of my exes do. And just, you know, me, I'm like, I don't know how to change a tire. Help.
And they do it for you.
And they do it, yeah, totally. Exactly.
See, if it was a lesbian taxi driver, it would be a very happy fantasy happening there. Yeah, but it wasn't. So I'd take the help and I thank the help of what it gives me.
That's something we have to find, a lesbian taxi
driver.
Yeah,
like a lesbian superhero who goes around helping girls in distress of car trouble.
Disguised as a taxi driver, right.
Yeah, or, you know, disguised as just someone with a cape.
Okay, fair enough.
Just imagine the cape thing for me, Zebu.
I'm imagining the cape. That's cool.
Now, we have a special birthday dedication for someone very close to the Her Society heart. In fact, she's a member of the Her Society family. Our music director, DJ-ish. It is her birthday, so we're going to play her a song that's also close to the Her Society heart. Song going out to our music director, DJ-ish, for her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, DJ-ish. And also, it's my favourite four-letter word starting with C. Not a common favourite four-letter word starting with C amongst lesbians, I must say. Stay tuned! We've got Nadira coming up. Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.